literally sipping on that tea.
We should just have tea every segment.
Chai tea.
Well, I'm wearing a cup, so I've got a bit of shade on my face.
I thought you said I'm wearing a C cup.
I am as well.
Oh, good. For some weird reason I'm getting, I don't know, I think it might be your jacket, the crackling. Maybe you want to take that off.
Oi.
Winter's day, it's a cold season. So noisy. That's the radio acoustics.
There you go.
Episode 7, RuPaul's Drag Race. It's weird to think that we're pretty much halfway through the season already. It's gone so quickly.
Yeah, it's huge, but I am very excited because it means less girls, more to the good stuff.
Yeah.
And more competition as well. They're realizing that now it's become a competition, and I think maybe some of those friendships that we're forming are also going to start to break soon.
Alexis Michelle finally won a challenge. Girl, watch out, because she is going to make it me. She's going to make it the Alexis show.
But I do want something like a Laganja Estranja breakdown. I want a moment in the room where someone feels as if they're attacked.
This is just too fucking much. You broke me down. I feel like shit. I look stupid. God, this fucking sucks.
And I feel like Nina Bernina is the person to do that for me, because she is the most probably unstable mentally of all of the girls. She just is not confident in herself, even though now she says she is. And I think all the other queens have said that time and time again, and they've given her enough hall passes now to the point where no more passes for you. We're not going to congratulate you to your face, because you don't need building up anymore, because you are amazing. And she is.
Ow! Ow!
You gotta do it like a Band-Aid.
It's and I guess the equivalent that we're seeing in terms of shadiness or just a little bit of bitchy action is coming from some of the younger queens in the form of whinging. We've got Farrah Mohn, who's just kind of like a whiny queen.
You guys, who am I?
I need to smoke. Why? You can never wear enough highlighter.
Although I did enjoy her this episode and thought that she did a decent job. But Aja as well. So for the main challenge, it was essentially Beverly 90210 Ho. It's kind of a parody of the show from the 90s. They even had Tori Spelling and another actor who was part of the show. I never watched it, so I don't remember her name.
Jenny Gar!
It was embarrassing. Tori Spelling and this woman who...
Jenny Gar!
We don't remember. I don't remember her name either.
Jenny Gar!
But we're sitting up there, obviously, as the girls come in. They're all prepped and prepared. They've read their script. They're coming in as actors to perform the scene. Tori Spelling and said other woman...
Jenny Gar!
...are there as the directors. And they are just, like, loving themselves sick. Like, ooh, I love that, like, when I did this, and, like, throwback to that funny little comment about 90210 that no one knows because no one really watched the show in Australia in my generation.
Yeah, very true.
And it's so hard to keep up with that kind of witty comments. Also, Tori Spelling, I feel so bad for her. I feel like she is just at the end of her tether. She had that reality show, like, about her and her husband and children or whatever.
Yeah, and she also had a botched boob job, didn't she?
Yeah, I think she had a botched face job as well, because she is looking really deflated at the moment and probably trying to hang on to any last glimpse of fame that is possible. And
ooh.
I know, cutting into her.
Yep.
I feel bad for her, though. I think she needs to get some sort of self-realization and stop comparing herself to others and maybe other people. She was famous. She's one of those I was famous. She's a Shannon Doherty, is that her name?
And Shannon Doherty was in Beverly 2.
Oh,
Beverly
was she?
2, Beverly 90210 as well. That was who Nina Bonina was being, because you heard the kind of ode to when they were at their draguation of, she's like,
I'm out of here. I'm going to go play a witch on Charmed. Wow.
Because Shannon Doherty was in that show. But to go back to the actual challenge itself, you're right. Very Americanized sitcom. A lot of the actual references were kind of lost on me. The real thing that I was just looking for was any kind of like kitschy, funny stylings from any of the queens, which I think we did get a bit of here and there. Trinity Taylor killing it once again.
I love hot dogs too.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Senior year. I'm so excited. And prom is coming. Mom.
Absolutely nailed it. She was playing the obsessed mom of the teenage girl who just wanted to be included and have fun with all of her friends. But she totally played up that part. And I think a little bit maybe true to Trinity Taylor's self as well, being the cooler older gal.
I'm addicted to speed too.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Mom!
Mom!
The whole thing, she was really a scene stealer, as Michelle Visage said.
She was Jennifer Coolidge to a T. Like, I was getting Jennifer Coolidge Legally Blonde the first and second. Sasha Velour was also like this weird, butchy lunch lady. I was about to say drug lady, although she was drinking alcohol at the time.
We all gotta die of something.
But not before I lose my virginity.
Then you go to Shea Coulee, who was the, I don't know, she was like a grandma who was trying to pass as a senior because it's very tongue-in-cheek and she was pregnant. And she really played up that weird campy character as well, which I thought the whole scene was a little bit scattershot.
I was going to say, the judges were loving Shea Coulee's performance, and so were a lot of other people. I didn't like it.
You just don't like old people. Like, yeah. Tori Spelling.
Yeah, well, I hate old people. We've established that. I'm 12, so I have a right to do so.
Jenny Gar!
Someone else who I didn't think played their role particularly well was Aja.
Yeah, because I'm Bethany Glamber Gleason, and I'm the new bitch in this school.
She's also been a little bit lackluster this season for me. She was one of the queens who really had a hype around her before the season had started.
Huge.
If we go back to a couple of episodes ago, talking about social media queens who really kind of build up a presence and a name for themselves via things like pretty much like Snapchat and Instagram, probably Instagram more so, really kind of favored for her look. A lot of comparisons to Naomi Smalls, who made it to top three last season. So I think a lot of people were like, ooh, she's a really good lip syncer. She's really got like an interesting look. She kind of looks like on trend right now, given that we just saw Naomi last season. They're like, oh, she could be, you know, the protege, essentially. But she's just, I don't think really hit the nail on the head. She's kind of coasted through, in my opinion. And this episode really exemplifies that. So we do get to the main stage and we've seen the challenge play out.
And now we go to the bottom three, Sasha, Aja and Nina. Sasha is safe, and so it's Nina and Aja in the lip sync.
Good luck and don't fuck it up.
What was the song they did the lip sync to?
Finally, CC Pedestin, the best like lip sync song you could ever have.
And the lip sync was okay. Like it was good in parts.
I feel like Aja was doing a lot of things. Aja, for her lip sync talents that she puts on YouTube, it's pretty clear that maybe she's only really good at lip syncing when she has a lot of time to prepare and has a song that fits Aja. I don't think she can blend into these disco songs, these classic drag songs.
That's exactly what I was thinking as well. You've got her doing FKA Twigs. You've got her even doing like Look At Me Now by Chris Brown, these kind of very modern, extravagant songs that don't really fit the mold of a lot of the lip sync tracks on Drag Race. Like, a lot of them do harken back to 70s, 80s disco anthems, I guess diva anthems. And when she was lip syncing Holding Out for a Hero by Bonnie Tyler a couple of weeks ago, it was good, but it just wasn't Aja.
We ended up going with Nina Benina Brown, which I think is the right decision in the end.
Nina Benina Brown, Shantae, you stay.
Nina Benina still, I think, has a lot to show us and probably needs to grow a little bit more as well.
Yeah.
Whereas Aja definitely took on all of the comments from the judges and has adjusted. You can see her makeup from the show and is probably going to go on to use that later in her career and really, I think, gain some massive lessons from it. If you want to have a listen to any of our other Rue Visions, just jump onto ser.com, find Gay Panic in your program guide, and they'll all be up there.
Enjoy them, you f***heads.
Jenny Gar!